But you know, Murray and I, we have a really good marriage and a really good relationship, but it ain't always been that way. There were a lot of bad times. There were a lot of years that we were all messed up, running from God in a fish's belly. I don't know if you've ever been in a fish's belly. You can survive there, but you're slowly being digested every day. And things are just going wrong around you. And it's cramped, and it's dark, and it stinks, and it's lonely. But you can survive there. I know people in disobedience that live there for many, many years. And sooner or later, you're going to get digested. You're going to go out one end or the other, amen? You either repent and make it right and go out the front end, or you stay there and die and get digested, amen? And the Lord started dealing with us over the years. If you're in 2nd chapter of Genesis, I like to start in the 17th verse. The 18th verse. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him, or a help fit for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help meet for him, or a help fit for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife." Everybody say wife. "And were not ashamed." That's the first time that word was used in the Bible, the word wife. Over in verse 18, I want to show you something. After the Lord made Adam, I noticed how God got concerned about Adam. He seen something in Adam that concerned him. In verse 18, the Lord said, "It's not good that the man should be alone." And I wondered what it was that God saw in Adam that made him say that. Why would he think that it wasn't good for man to be alone? I don't know if you've ever seen a man that's alone. If you've ever seen a man in prison when they put him in solitary confinement, and when they have no one around to talk to, and when they're alone, when there's nobody else there. Some men have went out of their mind in the box, in prisons, and in solitary confinement. God's seen Adam being restless. I believe this. And he's seen that Adam was missing something. There was something wrong with him. And God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone." And our word lonely comes from alone. Amen? And I know God's seen that loneliness in Adam. And when the Lord began to show me this, it changed my life. It changed my relationship with my wife. And God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone." And he said, "I'll make him a help that's fit for him, a help meet for him." And I thought nothing God had created was good enough for Adam to be a helper for him. Adam was very special. God had made him so special and unique, created in his image and in his likeness. Amen? And God said, "There's nothing good enough to help him." And I noticed the 19th verse. This is what really touched my heart. "Out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he'd call them. And whatever Adam called them, that's what the name was." What do you do with the man that's alone and don't have anything to do and he's kind of wringing his hands? You give him something to do. So God knew, while he was trying to figure out how to get Adam a helpmeet, somebody that was fit for him, somebody that was good enough to help him, God said, "I got to keep his mind occupied. I got to give him something to do." You ever seen a man that's worked all of his life and he don't have a job anymore, and he gets up and he don't know what to do with himself? He's got to have something to do. He's got to have something to put his hands in and do. And God kept Adam busy. Now, if you'll see this, you'll understand about how men are. Amen? God seen that Adam, it wasn't good for him to be alone. God gave him something to do while he figured this situation out. And in verse 21, the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. You know, when God made Adam, everything was perfect. There wasn't no extra parts. God put everything inside of man that man had to have. And he caused a sleep to fall upon Adam, and it's the first spiritual surgery that was ever done in the Bible. It really happened. He said that he opened him up, and he actually closed the flesh up. He went inside of a man, and took a rib out of a man. If you look up the word rib in the original Hebrew, it means a side. So as God took that rib out of man, he took a side of man out of him. Have you ever heard the expression made, well, he's got a funny side to him, a funny turn to him. He's kind of peculiar. God took that out of man. And when I seen this and I started understanding it, all of man's life, there's a part missing. There's a part that he's trying to find. And he can't really be complete and whole until he finds that part. And I started realizing that, and I started seeing how that God had kept me busy all those years until I found the missing part. And you know the word marriage, if you look it up in the original Hebrew, you know what it means? It means to become or to be assembled or to be fulfilled. So all of our life, gentlemen, you're looking for that part that's missing. God could have took an ear. God could have took a toe. God could have took part of your tongue and made a woman. God could have formed a woman out of the dust of the earth. But he chose to use a part of a man's body that covers all of his vital organs. It covers his ribs. His ribs cover his heart and his lungs and all the things inside. It holds everything in place. And God chose that part of the body. And I started understanding how that I was strong spiritually all of our life in any situation, even before I met the Lord. Buddy, I wasn't scared of nothing. You know how men are. We'd fight a football team with chainsaws before we'd walk away. Amen? And I had that physical thing going on. Boy, I'd whoop anything. Ain't nobody gonna mess with my wife. But I'm telling you, there have been times in my life, Brother Gerald, when I have got under pressure, when I have got under emotional pressure, when I have been under pressure in the ministry from people and from different situations that we've been in, and I have literally crumbled up in the floor like a baby, and I said, I can't take this. I can't handle this. And you know who carried me during those times? My rib. She had a strength in her. She had something in her that I didn't have. I had the physical strength, but Murray had this emotional thing that held Eddie together many times. And I heard Gerald teaching this morning how that she tells you when you're wrong sometimes, and you don't always like it. And there's been times that I've been wrong. I admit it, okay? I was wrong one time. I really was. There have been times in my life when I was missing it. I was wrong. I got stubborn. I got prideful, and I was making bad decisions. And she didn't hesitate to come and tell me, Eddie, you need to think about this. And she done it out of love. But that's the side of me, that's the part of me that I had to find and let God put back together, and we became one. Amen? We're no more two, but we're one. You look up the word male in the Hebrew dictionary, and you look up the word female, and it relates to the same word, because God actually took a part of a man out. And when we were married, it was a holy, sacred moment. When I made those vows that I will cherish and love, and I will protect, and I will be with you, and I will love you, and I will be responsible, and I'll be a good husband to you. That was a very sacred and holy moment that I was actually put back together, and we became one again. Do y'all understand? Amen. Amen.